Good morning, dear Boston. I'm John Boudreaux, and Kelly Financial Safe Money Strategies indeed carries on every Saturday morning right here on WRKO 680 on the AM dial and online from just about anywhere. I think this is now the third week in a row that I'm going to talk about the Red Sox, because they are just the perfect parallel on what's happening in the markets. You get almost a no-hitter one day, and what happens the next? You lose 16-1. It seems like our markets are bouncing around like that all the time now, and that's exactly why you're listening here this morning, to try to protect yourself from the perils of those bounces. We do have a lot on the show today, and one of the things that is dear to me, I'll be speaking with Mrs. Kelly about, and that's retiring early. And, you know, it's not always cracked up what we might think it could be. There's perils, there's pitfalls, and retiring early takes particular planning, perhaps even more so, or at least different than retiring when you're in your mid-60s or close to 70. We, of course, will be speaking with the advisors at Kelly Financial, and the beast, William Kelly, will be talking with us too. He's been doing some heavy lifting of his own. We will be right back. Radio.
Safe Money Strategies with John Boudreaux and Kelly Kelly. Call Kelly Financial on 888 800 1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial Services. Retirement planning is more than portfolios and performance. It's about people. At Kelly Financial, we're blessed in that we get the opportunity to help people in retirement. When Bill passed away more than 6 years ago, I renewed my commitment to carry on our mission of serving people in the greater Boston area. And my team is filled with the same sense of purpose. Retirement is about rebirth, renewal, and restoration. At its most basic, it's about living a lifestyle that you deserve. I'm reminded of a quote from Deborah Day. Renewal requires opening yourself up to new ways of thinking and feeling. I believe that captures the spirit perfectly. We've all been through a lot over the last several years. We're still standing and carrying on. May the miracle of Easter bring you peace, renewal, rebirth, faith, and comfort. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies. Call 888 800 1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org. Come retire with us.
Good morning, dear friends and dear listeners. I'm Kelly Kelly, and welcome to our show on this fine Saturday morning. I'm here with my handsome son, William Kelly Jr., as we chat every Saturday morning. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Mom. How are you?
I'm great. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, ladies and gentlemen. And happy Easter to you and to Mary Madeline.
All of our listeners and clients out there
happy
listening
Easter.
In.
So Lent was great. And now is the time for celebration and spending time with our family. Also the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny is coming tomorrow. That is a huge deal.
Always know. Has been. Very competitive between you and Mary Madeline.
That's right.
The Easter no matter Bunny the hunt. Age.
The egg hunt. She's beaten me. Every year, every single year, you know, I could have used like being a child as an excuse, but even when I became an adult, she still has beaten me every year.
That is funny.
It's hilarious. I don't know why she's so good at it, but she is. And
maybe this will be the year you win.
I say that every year. I say it every year, and she always gets me.
Well, we have to report on last weekend.
What happened last weekend?
Well, you had your powerlifting competition.
Oh, right. That's right. I forgot about that.
I had a birthday.
You had a birthday as well.
I did. But the highlight was the competition. I have never attended anything like this. When Mary Madeline and I arrived, you were there earlier, of course, getting ready for everything. But when we arrived, William, you were like a ray of sunshine. You were just so happy and so excited. You didn't look nervous, not a bit. And you must tell our listeners what you did.
So it went well. I got there at 8 o'clock, just a little bit before that. At 8 exactly, they did the rule debriefing and the referee introduced me to a couple other people. The announcer, who's also a referee, was there, and he did the rule debriefing. He was very helpful. Basically, we started off with squats at 9 o'clock. People are just going up on stage. They're hitting their squats. I'm like, oh my gosh, I go up there. I'm so giddy. I squat. I rack too soon because of just all the nerves. And the reason that's important is because if you rack too soon and you don't rack when they tell you to, it's a bad lift because you didn't listen to their command. So the next two lifts that I did, you're allowed 3 attempts. If you get all 3, you can request a 4th, but if you miss one, you can only have 3. And so my 2nd and 3rd attempt, I did it correctly. And then we did a bench press, and then we finished off with the deadlift. Well, all I have to say is my fellow lifters there, I didn't know any of them at the beginning of the morning. I was so nervous. At the end of the day, we were all a team. It was incredible. These random people.
It was incredible.
They were all so supportive. The crowd, you guys, I have to say having family there was probably the best motivation I could have ever had. And doing it for you, I remember there was this guy, he lives in Fall River. I mean, the gym was in Fall River. And you could tell he's Portuguese, very Portuguese. He has a very strong Fall River accent. And he goes, your mother's in the crowd. You got to hit this. Your mother's in the crowd. And that was whenever I was going up to attempt 512 pounds for my deadlift. And I didn't even know I could lift that weight. I mean, I called my wrestling coach the next day to tell him about it. And he said, let me guess, you won. And I said, yeah. And I said, I had no idea I could deadlift that much weight. And he said, of course you did. Of course you knew that. I did some things out there I never knew I could do.
That was amazing, William.
Thank you, Mom. It was an honor to have you there. Thank you so much for showing up.
Thank you, William.
And Mary Madeline was so supportive. And my best friend, Johnny, was there too. So the best people I could ever ask for. I met
That was so exciting.
It really was. And honestly, seeing other people there do so well. I mean, there was a 75-year-old man, ladies and gentlemen. His name was Paul. And Paul kicks some butt. I think he bench pressed over 200 pounds. I know he squatted over 350 pounds. That was wonderful. And then he deadlifted, I think, about 400. It was amazing.
It and truly was.
I hope I'm like Paul when I'm at his age. You know, nicest guy. This powerlifting coach was there in the back. He gave me so much advice. I talked to him. He was so nice, so supportive. It was awesome. So let me wrap this up by saying I ended up with 8 records broken in Rhode Island. I'm a record holder and a record placer for the bench press, deadlift, and squat. And the bench press, the record that I got was 245. I did 260, but I benched too soon, so it didn't count, similar to my squat. And for my squat, I got 425 pounds. And for my deadlift, I got 512 pounds. All in all, I won the open and junior category that day. But the biggest news of all, and I didn't know this until the powerlifting coach explained this to me. He said, if your total is over this much weight, you are an international powerlifting qualifier and you can powerlift in England.
Wow.
And, you know, I wasn't expecting to hit the deadlift when I did it, but I did. And he said, you qualify.
Wow. That's exciting, William.
Isn't that? So I need to keep training, ladies and gentlemen. The work is never done. It's never over. We're always working harder every single day, and we're always trying to get better. And so whenever November comes around, I will be in Wolverhampton, England, and I will be powerlifting internationally. Woo-hoo! So we got more meets to come up here in the United States in the summer before I feel like I'm ready, but I'm excited for November.
Excellent. Excellent. I want to wish everyone a wonderful weekend and a blessed Easter. And do keep us on your dial. In today's show, Mike Doucette and Mary Madeline Kelly will be talking about something we don't hear enough, how widows can get back on solid financial ground, is practical, is compassionate, and it might be just what you or someone you love needs to hear. Mary Madeline will return with Greg Murray to discuss effective tax rates compared to tax brackets. I will return with John Boudreaux. We will talk about early retirement, the pros, the cons, and the fears. We will also have some wit and wisdom from Bill Kelly. William, thank you for chatting with me this morning. I love you, honey.
I love you too, Mom, and as do I. And everybody, happy Easter.
Safe Money Strategies, brought to you by Kelly Financial Services. Call 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org. Come retire with us.
Okay, my friends, let me tell you about Kelly Financial Services. It's time now for a reality check. You think you're going to retire at 65, maybe play some golf, spoil those grandkids, do a little traveling, kick back, and not worry about money again. But many retirees have these dreams dashed because they didn't plan and the realities of life comes crashing down. Inflation isn't going away. Social Security is looking shaky, healthcare costs are rising, and what about your nest egg? That has to last 20, maybe even 30 years in an uncertain world. That's why you need a plan. That's why you need Kelly Financial. They're hosting a masterclass on one of the most misunderstood tools in retirement annuities. It's called Annuities, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And it's packed with straight talk, straight smart strategies, real solutions. Classes are April 22nd and 24th. To sign up, call 888-800-1881 or email Kelly at kellyfinancial.org. 888-800-1881. Or email Kelly at kellyfinancial.org.
Good morning. Welcome to Safe Money Strategies. My name is Mike Doucette, Chief Operating Officer at Kelly Financial. Are you a widow or do you have a friend who is a widow? It's up to you to create financial stability for yourself when you are on your own. But that can feel daunting. Where do you start and who do you trust? The best advice we can offer is just do the next right thing. But you may not know where to begin. We got you covered during today's show, where we're going to lay out financial moves for widows to help put you back on track. If you're a widow or have a friend who's one, be sure to keep it right here on today's installment of Safe Money Strategies.
Good morning. I am Mary Madeline Kelly. At Kelly Financial, our focus is tax-efficient retirement planning. When you lose a spouse or partner, the financial responsibility can be overwhelming. Who do you bounce ideas off of? How do you quickly get up to speed on investments? How do you make sure that you don't run out of money? Not to mention, you'll also need to update your legacy planning now that you're on your own. The good news is that it doesn't have to be overwhelming and complex. That's what this episode is all about.
Retirement is full of complicated choices. How to invest your money so it's preserved but still grows. How to keep your taxes low. How to leave everything to your loved ones with the least amount of taxes or hassle. And probably most important, how to make your money last. Do you know if your current retirement plan solves all of these problems? If not, then you could be exposed. Find the holes in your plan by using our on-track retirement review process. This is where we will run a retirement what-if analysis to find cracks and weaknesses. What this means is that you no longer have to wonder. You can quiet those nagging questions.
One way to make sure you're doing the right thing with your retirement is to know if your 401k and IRAs are on the right track to provide you with lifelong income while keeping your taxes low. With the recent stock market volatility, now may be the ideal time to get an honest, objective investment review with our team to make sure that you're doing the right thing with your money.
A good place to start the review would be with a breakdown of the current investment allocation. Most investors are probably familiar with the pie chart that is commonly found on most investment statements. A review should include this analysis for each account, as well as a snapshot of the entire portfolio. The analysis is important because it provides the equity of fixed income percentages. These percentages help investors understand the amount of risk that is present in any given allocation. Making sure an investor is comfortable with the current mix of equities to fixed income is an important step in determining whether or not the current allocation is appropriate for that particular investor.
And this sounds like a pretty obvious step, but I can't tell you how many times I've met with a prospective client that didn't know their current allocation. As people get closer to retirement age and closer to that time when they'll start needing to take withdrawals from their investment accounts, it's typically advisable to increase the fixed income percentages and reduce the equity exposure. Understanding these percentages is key.
Our review process takes it a step further by providing clients and prospective clients with an actual risk score. We use industry-leading software that quantifies the amount of risk present in any particular allocation. It's a straightforward, easy-to-understand breakdown that not only provides the standard pie chart, but also provides what we refer to as the portfolio efficiency rating. The efficiency rating tells us if you are being adequately rewarded for the amount of risk present in your portfolio. We've all heard of risk versus reward. Well, our analysis measures this correlation.
A second opinion should also document past performance and determine the appropriate benchmarks. Past performance does not guarantee future returns, but it does provide investors with an understanding of how a portfolio has reacted to economic conditions in the past. Benchmarks allow investors to gauge the relative performance of their portfolios compared to investments in similar categories. Are your holdings underperforming or outperforming peer groups?
The final piece of the comprehensive investment review, or our second opinion, should consist of a fee breakdown. Investment fees can be assessed in a number of ways. They can include things such as ongoing management fee, fund expense ratios, upfront commissions, trading or transaction fees, annual account fees, and planning fees.
Many people believe it is perfectly logical to get a second medical opinion when their life is on the line. But often people are hesitant to get a second opinion regarding their financial health, even though their retirement may be on the line. Don't make the same mistake.
Give us a call today and schedule a complimentary consultation with our team. You can reach us at 888-800-1881. Again, that number is 888-800-1881. Or visit us online at kellyfinancial.org. Mary Madeline and I need to take a quick break, but we'll be back later in the show to continue our conversation, so stay tuned.
Kelly Financial Services, 888-800-1881.
There's nothing like running the Boston Marathon.
On your mark!
Even before crossing the start line, you must spend months planning in advance, training your body, becoming familiar with the terrain, preparing for all weather conditions, adjusting fuel and hydration, and testing your gear. Many runners visualize their race, setting that personal record and seeing themselves finishing strong. When it comes to your retirement, what do you see? A fulfilling retirement requires the same kind of planning, preparing, adjusting, testing, and goal setting as for a marathon. Let the retirement coaches at Kelly Financial Services help you cross the finish line in the greatest race of your life. So call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org. On your mark, get set, go to Kelly Financial Services. Come retire with us.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Join us for a free master's class on April 22nd or April 24th called Annuities, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, where we'll break down what's good, what's not, and the must-knows. Annuities can provide guaranteed income and security, but they're not for everyone. Seats are limited. To reserve yours, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
The Money Wrap with Kelly Financial Advisors, Greg Murray and Mary Madeline Kelly.
Good morning. This is Greg Murray, Senior Vice President and Chief Compliance Officer at Kelly Financial Services. Joining me today is Mary Madeline Kelly, one of our wealth advisors. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Greg. I am great. Definitely feeling more optimistic about the warmer days ahead now that we're seeing less of a cold front.
Cold is great when it's snowing, but the rain and cold combination is terrible, which brings us to our topic for today.
In honor of Tax Day being this week, a fun time for all Americans, we want to clear up a common tax misconception that we hear all the time: the difference between your tax bracket and your effective tax rate.
It's one of those things that comes up in almost every conversation this time of year. People look at their income and then panic when they see they're in the 22% tax bracket, assuming they're handing over 22% of every dollar they make to the IRS.
Right, and that's just not how it works. So let's start by breaking it down. When we say tax bracket, we're talking about the marginal tax rate, the rate you pay on your last dollar of income. The U.S. has a progressive tax system, which means you pay different rates on different portions of your income.
So for example, if you're a single filer making $60,000 a year in 2024, you might be in the 22% tax bracket. But that doesn't mean you pay 22% on the full $60,000.
Exactly. The first chunk of your income is taxed at 10%, then the next chunk at 12%, and then the rest up to $60,000 gets taxed at 22%. You only pay 22% on the income that falls within that bracket's range.
That's where your effective tax rate comes in. That's the average rate you're paying on all your taxable income. For most people, that number is quite a bit lower than their top tax bracket.
Right. And let's keep going with that $60,000 example. After the standard deduction, let's say about $14,600 for a single filer in 2024, you're taxed on about $45,400. So when you calculate how much you actually owe and divide it by your total income, your effective tax rate might be closer to 10 to 12%, not 22%.
And that's an important distinction, because we see people turn down opportunities like overtime or a raise because they think it'll push them in a higher tax bracket and they'll lose money. But that's just not how brackets work.
Nope. You never go backwards by earning more. You'll just pay a slightly higher rate on the portion above the threshold, not on your entire income. So saying, I don't want to raise because it'll bump me into the next tax bracket is like saying, I don't want to work more because I'll lose money. And that's just not true.
It's one of those myths that sticks around because taxes are confusing. And let's be honest, nobody's handing out easy-to-read guides when you start your first job.
Exactly. That's why we wanted to do this segment today. Understanding the difference between your marginal bracket and your effective rate can help you make more informed decisions and maybe even feel a little better on tax day.
We always recommend people look at their full tax return once a year, even just for 10 minutes. Check out line 15 on your 1040. That's your taxable income. And then look at line 24, which is your total tax owed. Divide that number by your total income, and boom, there's your effective tax rate.
It's a great exercise, and it helps take away some of the anxiety when you realize you're not paying nearly as much as that scary bracket number suggests.
Of course, if you're self-employed, retired, or have a more complex financial situation, things can get a bit trickier. But the general concept still holds. Your tax bracket is not your tax bill.
So if you've been worried about hitting a higher bracket or feel like taxes are eating away your income, just remember, the tax code is designed to be gradual, and there may even be ways to lower your effective rate with tax planning, like contributing to retirement accounts or taking advantage of credits and deductions.
We'd be happy to help walk you through that if you're not sure where to start. Just reach out.
And that's all I had for today's tax day breakdown. Hopefully we cleared up some confusion and maybe made taxes just a little less intimidating for some of those listening. Thank you for your time today, Greg.
Hope you have a great day and a happy Easter tomorrow.
Happy Easter.
To get in touch with Greg Murray or Mary Madeline Kelly or any member of the Kelly Financial team, call 888-800-1881.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial Services. What do you look for when choosing a financial advisor? We like to believe it's based on shared values, trust, and knowledge. We've been serving clients in the greater Boston area for more than 20 years now. If you have investable assets and want to learn more about our experience, call us 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org to set up a free retirement consultation. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
That was one small step for Neil Armstrong, but when it comes to your financial future, it's a giant leap. Achieving your desired retirement isn't a leap. It requires good planning, one step at a time. Let Kelly Financial help you take those crucial first steps today. To get started, call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. Call the team on 888-800-1881. Taking care of business every
day. Taking care of business. And we are back. I'm John Budrys, co-host of Safe Money Strategies, and thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. You know, early retirement sounds like a dream. Well, there's no commute. We have more time to ourselves and our family. We have the freedom to do whatever we want. But it's not just about sipping coffee on the porch. There are real financial and emotional challenges that come with retiring sooner than planned. With me is Kelly Kelly, CEO of Kelly Financial Services. Kelly, good to have you with us this morning.
Great to be here, John.
So let's jump right in. People think of retiring early as the ultimate freedom, travel, time, grandkids, hobbies, but it's not all sunshine, is it?
It's not. Early retirement gives you back your time, which is huge, but your money has to last longer. If someone retires at 58 or 60, they could be looking at 30 or even 40 years of retirement. That's a long time without a paycheck.
That's right. And many folks underestimate how much purpose their work gave them.
Exactly. The first few months might feel like a vacation, but once the routine fades, people can start to feel adrift. And that's why we say, don't just retire from something, retire to something.
Well said. Let's hit the big financial stress points. What do you see most often?
Healthcare is a big one. If you retire before 65, you're not eligible for Medicare yet, so you're paying out-of-pocket for private insurance, which can run over $1,000 a month per person. Another is Social Security. If you retire at 58, you've got almost a decade before you can draw full benefits. And of course, there's the market. If the market drops early in your retirement and you're withdrawing funds at the same time, it can be a double hit.
And inflation?
It's real, and over 30 years, even a little inflation adds up. If your plan isn't built to keep up, you're slowly losing purchasing power.
What do most people miss when planning for that early retirement?
They overestimate how far their money will go and underestimate how long they'll live. They also forget to factor in unexpected costs like long-term care or helping out a family member. That's why we build plans with margin and flexibility.
Let's talk now about the emotional side. What happens when the novelty of early retirement wears off?
That's when things get tricky. We see people lose their sense of structure or identity. Their social circle changes. They're no longer the boss or part of a team. And for a lot of people, work was a big part of who they were. So we always ask, what are you retiring to? If someone doesn't know, that's our cue to slow down and dig deeper.
I've had friends say they were bored out of their minds 6 months in.
Exactly. The happiest retirees we see are the ones who stay engaged. They consult part-time, volunteer, take up a new craft, or trade something that gives them purpose.
So what do you say to someone who's financially ready, but emotionally, let's call it, unsure?
We take the fear out by bringing in facts. We run simulations. What if the market drops? What if inflation stays high? What if healthcare costs go up? We stress test their plan, and we talk through income strategies like how to build multiple income streams and structure withdrawals in a way that protects them through different market cycles. But we also talk about life. What will your days look like? What will keep you fulfilled? Retirement is not one size fits all.
And when someone sees that their plan can withstand pressure, that anxiety fades.
It really does. We've seen it time and again. Once people see a path forward, they breathe easier. They go from, can I do this, to I've got this.
So if someone listening is on the fence now about retiring early or already retired but still wavering, what's the next step?
Reach out. Don't go it alone. Our team at Kelly Financial isn't just here to manage money. We're here to help build a strategy for this next chapter. We ask the hard questions, run the numbers, and help you make smart decisions without emotion clouding the picture. And you can always email us at kelly@kellyfinancial.org to set up a complimentary appointment.
That's strategy, not guesswork. Kelly, as always, thanks.
Thank you, John.
Coming up next, we'll talk about what happens when early retirement wasn't part of the plan or when it backfires, plus how to stretch your savings for the long haul. You're listening to Safe Money Strategies right here on WRKO and streaming on the iHeart app. Stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Safe Money Strategies, brought to you by Kelly Financial Services. Call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Join us for a free master's class on April 22nd or April 24th called Annuities, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, where we'll break down what's good, what's not, and the must-knows. Annuities can provide guaranteed income and security, but they're not for everyone. Seats are limited. To reserve yours, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies.
Ready to enjoy your golden years without worry? At Kelly Financial, we know retirement planning can be overwhelming. With more than 21 years of experience, our friendly team of advisors makes it easy and stress-free. Trust us to help you create a secure and enjoyable future. For a free initial retirement consultation, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Whether you're in your 60s, 70s, or 80s, financial advice is important when it comes to preserving your nest egg. We have a free investor guide called Designing Your Fiscal House to Weather the Elements, which highlights the steps needed to build a balanced portfolio. For the guide, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
The world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white.
Well, I pulled my car into the Dunkin' Donuts the other day, right on Main Street in Brockton, and I got my usual, a croissant and bacon in it, lots of cheese, big cholesterol, a cup of coffee, no sugar, trying to be healthy. And as the server handed me my bag and my cup of coffee, she looked me right in the eye and she smiled with this most beautiful, broad-faced smile. She said, "Enjoy your day." And she meant it. This was not a throwaway phrase that she was trained to say. She looked at me and she really meant it. Now, I have a tendency to read into things, and I paused at that moment as I drove a few feet to the parking area where I was going to eat my breakfast, and I thought, she's speaking about something that's very, very important. And so I took pause. I opened the window, and so I took her advice. She asked me affirmatively to do something, to enjoy the day, and so I did. I let the sun warm me. I took that first sip of coffee, and I bit into that croissant, and it all felt right. And I think about all of the sin that make whatever challenges we have in this world turn into a kind of hell. I mean, nothing turns tragedy into hell faster than being ungrateful, than being envious, than being angry, than being stubborn and being obstinate. Now, I don't want to drift off into a biblical homily, but I'm going to. I want to speak the elevator version of the story of Job. But essentially, the story of Job is a bet between God and Satan. Both God and Satan knew that Job was a good man, a kind man. He wasn't a bad man. And Satan bet God that he could turn Job into someone who was bitter and angry and envious and who would cast God away. God took the bet, and he subjected Job to the most terrible trials. His wife, his children, his family suffered, died. He had the most miserable existence he could possibly have. And yet he did not give up the light. He clung to the understanding that enjoy the day, be there with the eternal, because we are part of that eternal. And as I often do, being here in Brockton, where my ancestors came to when they fled Lithuania back at the turn of the 19th to the 20th centuries, I thought of my grandmother. Here was a woman who lost everything. At age 15, she set out on foot from the small dirt-floored home in which she lived with her parents and her brothers and her sisters. On foot, she walked from a little village on the banks of the Merkis River to Hamburg, Germany. She had all of the money that all of her grandparents and parents and siblings had put together to give her a chance to come to America. And she walked that approximate 650 miles from the banks of the Merkis to Hamburg, Germany, and she came to America. She didn't know the language. She barely knew anyone. There was one very distant relative who picked her up, essentially, in South Boston. And she lived her whole life here in Brockton until she died at age 94. And so my grandmother had much to be ungrateful for. She had much to be angry about. She had much to be resentful about. But she never was. She always had a smile. She always burst into song whenever she saw any of her grandkids. And she would always say to me, "My dear John, everything's going to be all right."
That's the lesson that we should learn. We should learn to be grateful. Grateful for that wind in our face. Grateful for that sun in our eyes. Grateful for that cup of coffee, that Dunkin' Donuts croissant full of cholesterol, and not be bitter. That's the lesson of Job. That's the lesson of Christ. That's the lesson of Elijah. That's the lesson of all of the prophets. That's the lesson of eternity. I hope we can hold on to that. And we'll be right back after a couple of messages.
It is the hope of hopes. It's the love of loves. This is the song of every man.
Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. Call the team on 888-800-1881.
And we're back. I'm John Budrys, co-host of Safe Money Strategies, and thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. In the first segment, we talked about the appeal of early retirement, but now let's dig into that reality, because sometimes early retirement isn't a dream come true. It's a surprise, a challenge, or even a financial curveball, or a beanball, or a knuckleball. You know, we love baseball analogies here because they are perfect. But maybe you're choosing to retire really early in your 50s, or maybe life has pushed you there sooner than you expected. Either way, it comes with big decisions, and today we're going to talk about how to navigate it wisely. Joining me again is Kelly Kelly, CEO of Kelly Financial Services. Kelly, welcome back. Did you bring your coffee?
Good morning, John. Yes, coffee's in hand, and I'm happy to be back.
So, early retirement. Why are so many folks drawn to it, Kelly?
Freedom. That's the short answer. After decades of working, people want to enjoy life, especially if they've had good market gains, a pension, or a buyout offer. But John, freedom without a plan can quickly turn into financial stress.
Right. People think they're just stepping out of a job, but really they're stepping into a brand new financial lifestyle that could last 30 plus years or even more.
Exactly. That means facing income planning, healthcare decisions, inflation risk, and the emotional side, like identity and structure.
And some people don't choose early retirement. It's forced, a layoff, a health scare, a family crisis. What do you say to these folks?
First, don't panic. At Kelly Financial, we sit down with clients and look at what they do have: assets, income options, timeframes, and then we help them build a plan to bridge the gap between now and when Social Security or Medicare kicks in without draining their savings.
That's the key. Even if early retirement wasn't part of the original plan, you can still make a smart new one.
Absolutely. The biggest mistake people make is reacting out of fear, pulling money from the wrong places, and making rash decisions. That's where a second opinion and a solid plan can turn things around.
Kelly, be honest. Have you seen people regret retiring early?
Yes, I have. It's usually tied to poor planning. Maybe they run short on money, or they realize they miss their routine and their work identity. Sometimes it even causes stress in their marriage or household. Without a plan, early retirement can turn into early chaos.
And it's not just those big things. Doing nothing all day can be more expensive than people realize.
That is so true. People underestimate lifestyle cost, healthcare inflation, and market swings. Retirement needs active management, especially in the early years.
So here's the million-dollar question. How do you help someone stretch that nest egg?
We take a strategic approach. At Kelly Financial, we help clients create a retirement income blueprint. That includes dividing their savings into buckets. One for near-term income that's safe and stable, one for mid-term growth, and one long-term bucket they won't touch for 10 years or more.
That structure gives their money room to grow without putting all their eggs in one basket.
Exactly. It helps avoid panic during market dips and gives people permission to enjoy their money. Believe it or not, some retirees live like they're broke, not because they are, but because they're afraid of running out of money.
That sounds proactive, not reactive, which is exactly what you want when you're at 60 or 75.
That is so right. That's why working with a fiduciary matters. At Kelly Financial, we are a fiduciary. We are legally obligated to put your interests first. We help clients stretch their savings, reduce risk, and still enjoy the life they've worked so hard for.
And if someone is thinking about retiring early or has already stepped into it, what should they do next?
Reach out and schedule an appointment. Retirement is not a destination. It's a journey. And we help people prepare for every step of the road ahead. Whether they need a fresh plan or just a second opinion, we're here to help. You can always give us a call at 888-800-1881 or email us at kelly@kellyfinancial.org to get started.
As always, Kelly, great advice. That's all the time we have now. We'll be back shortly with more on how to build a sustainable retirement income no matter when you retire. You're listening to Safe Money Strategies right here on WRKO and streaming on the iHeart app. We're in our 20th year of broadcasting. And thank you so much for being with us for all those years. We'll be right back.
Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. Call Kelly Financial on 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org. Come retire with us.
You wake up. You go to work. You have lunch. You go home. You take the dog for a walk. Then you go to bed. Your day and night routines, you do them without thinking. But do you ever think about your retirement? The team at Kelly Financial has helped clients plan for their retirement for 21 years, and that team knows retirement is no routine matter. Call 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies. Call 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Is your financial advisor a fiduciary? In other words, are they legally required to act in your best interest? My complimentary book, Retire Your Fear, Plan Your Future, explains what a fiduciary is and will help you understand if an advisor is really putting you first. For the book, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Welcome back to Safe Money Strategies. I'm Mike Doucette, and joining me in the studio this morning is Kelly Financial Investment Advisor, Mary Madeline Kelly. The financial and investing world can be puzzling, with so many acronyms and terms that can make it too much to understand. So much so that some people tend to feel stuck, not knowing where to turn or who to trust. The good news is, it doesn't have to be that way. We're here to demystify retirement planning and help you gain the confidence you need to feel comfortable about where you are heading.
One thought process that we hear when you become a widow is that you just wait and make no financial moves for months or to a year. Could this be dangerous advice? I mean, what if something happens to you while you're waiting for a year?
If retirement is a priority for you, it only happens when you have a plan to get you safely there. So if the political environment, the economy, an uncertain stock market, or higher taxes has you concerned, don't just sit there. You need a plan to help protect your retirement savings.
The financial and investing world can be confusing, with so many acronyms, terms, and choices to make that some people tend to feel lost, not knowing where to turn or how to make sense of it all. If there's one thing that we know is that people want a plan that they're comfortable with and confident in, that's what we do for our clients.
At Kelly Financial, our focus is tax-efficient retirement planning. Are you a widow, or do you have a friend who is a widow? It's up to you to create financial stability for yourself when you are on your own. The nagging question just about everyone feels as they get close to retiring, the constant wondering in the back of your mind of, do we really have enough? Or will this pile of money last as long as we need it to? We can literally test that and help you have the question definitively answered.
We can help you make adjustments now so that you have greater confidence and comfort for your retirement, all the while striving to keep your taxes low. Once you know exactly how much you'll need each month to live off of, then you'll need to get a handle and possibly increase your retirement income plan. After the loss of a spouse, your income may be drastically lower due to pension income loss or reduction in Social Security benefits.
For years, retirees have relied on the so-called 4% rule as a guide for how much to withdraw from their savings each year. But as the world has changed with rising taxes, inflation, and longer lifespans, some of the limitations of this rule have become more and more apparent. Sticking to a one-size-fits-all approach can potentially leave you vulnerable, whether that means running out of money too soon or not making the most of your retirement savings. Your retirement is too important to leave to chance. An income plan isn't just about knowing how much to withdraw. It's about understanding the risks of inflation, taxes, and market fluctuations, and building a strategy that helps balance preservation with growth. Let us show you how to do just that.
Let's take a moment to reflect on some of the ways retirement planning has evolved over the years. Not too long ago, retirees could usually count on defined benefit pension plans to help provide a reliable source of income for their golden years. These pensions lived up to their name by offering a defined benefit, a guaranteed income for life. Between a pension and Social Security, retirees often had an income that was stable, predictable, and dependable no matter how long they lived.
For those who also managed to save during their working years, life could be even more comfortable. Many were able to rely solely on the earnings from their nest eggs, leaving the principal untouched and available to pass on to their heirs. Retirement in that era, for the most part, was about financial stability and confidence.
Fast forward to today, and the landscape looks very different. Defined benefit pensions have largely given way to defined contribution plans like 401ks, 457s, 403bs, and IRAs. Unlike the old pension plans, these newer plans are designed to help workers accumulate money, often with the added appeal of tax advantages to encourage participation. But here's the catch. They don't come with the same guarantees.
When it comes time to retire, many people are faced with the stark realization their defined contribution plan doesn't promise a stable income for life. Instead, it's up to the retiree to figure out how much they can withdraw each year. And more importantly, some ways to make their money last as long as they do. This can create a whole new set of challenges that retirees didn't usually face in the past.
If you have more questions or are tired of getting the same old blanket advice and want specific advice personalized to you, then connect with us at kellyfinancial.org. If you felt like today's show was a help to you, just imagine what we can accomplish when you get your advice that's tailored to you. Our mission at Kelly Financial is to help you solve the problems of ways to make your money last throughout retirement. Set up a complimentary consultation with our team to get your questions answered. And with that, I'm Mary Madeline Kelly.
And I'm Mike Doucette. Join us next week for more Safe Money Strategies.
Joining us now, as she always does at this time, she's the CEO, co-founder, president of Kelly Financial Services. And yes, that is her wonderful name, Kelly. Kelly. Kelly, how are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I am good. Are you retired or nearing retirement and wondering if annuities are right for you? Don't miss our upcoming master's class, Annuities, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, on April 22nd and April 24th. Join us for an eye-opening educational session where we will cover how annuities work, the pros and cons, and the red flags to watch out for. We'll break down the different types of annuities, fees, surrender periods, and how they can support a protected retirement income plan. And do bring your questions. We'll have a dedicated Q&A so you leave informed and confident. Space is limited. Reserve your spot today. Give us a call or email Kelly at kellyfinancial.org. Jeff, have a wonderful weekend. My best to Grace and the kiddos.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Have a wonderful weekend. My best to everyone at Kelly Financial. I urge all of you, take advantage of these master classes. Incredibly informative. And as you just heard from Kelly, they are still signing people up. So call now, 888-800-1881, 888-800-1881, or email Kelly herself, Kelly at kellyfinancial.org. Kelly at kellyfinancial.org.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Join us for a free master's class on April 22nd or April 24th called Annuities, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, where we'll break down what's good, what's not, and the must-knows. Annuities can provide guaranteed income and security, but they're not for everyone. Seats are limited. To reserve yours, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies. 888-800-1881.
Now, my grandfather came from Ireland. What was the problem there? Well, the ground was rotting because it was over-farmed. Because every so often, the English would come over and they would divide the land up and they would tell the tenant farmers, those being the Irish, that they would have a certain amount of land that they could use for themselves and a certain amount that had to be used for the benefit of the crown. And the proceeds from that land had to go to the crown. And the proceeds from the land designated for the tenant farmer could go to anything they wanted to, including the welfare of their families. Every so often, the English would come back over and they would redistrict what the tenant farmers could use for their own, and they would enlarge the portion that the crown needed. And why did this happen? Well, Great Britain was an expansionist nation, and they were colonizing the world. They needed food, and they needed supplies in order to expand. And they would steepen these ratios year after year, till finally the Irish farmer could no longer afford to leave a field unplanted. So they had to plant and plant and harvest in order to live. So by the 1820s, 30s, and 40s, the ground was rotting with a blight that went from plant to plant underground by the root. It was a rot because the earth is damp there. And people were watching each other starve to death, basically. And they decided to try to get to the States. That's a picture of my grandmother Moore and my grandfather Kelly. And they came to America because they wanted a job in a mill. So knowing what they knew about land ownership in Ireland, it became very important for them to own land in America. It was another dream. So to work in a mill, to support their family, and to own property. Those were the goals. They had seven children, one of whom was my father. My grandfather bought a farm in the Blackstone Valley, which is near the mills. He loved farming, he loved the railroad, and he loved my grandmother too. So he was living out his dream in America. The city of Providence was booming at the time. The mills were all at full tilt. The rivers were all in use to power the mills. The city of Providence needed water to expand, and they needed to build a reservoir. Well, we didn't have C-SPAN back then. We just had a group of people that made a decision that a section of the Blackstone Valley that was farms and open space and land and small villages was going to be made into a reservoir. So my grandfather stayed on his farm. He stood at that farm with a pitchfork when the sheriff came to give him a notice that they were going to give him $400, $600, whatever $100 for this farm, and he wouldn't accept the paper. And my grandmother, I guess, packed up whatever she could. They didn't give you a 2-year notice. We need your land. We're going to build a reservoir. We're going to create a dam. It's going to be gone. It's going to be underwater. You need to relocate. So they left the night before. He stayed there that day with his pitchfork on his farm, and the water started to come as it started to fill the new reservoir. He could see it running down the road, and it started to get to his shoes, and he stood there with his pitchfork, and it got to the top of his boot, and he stayed there. And it got to his knees, and he held onto a tree. And then the water finally became so strong that it whisked him away, and he grabbed onto a bureau, and he reached safety and crawled out of what was to be the Blackstone Reservoir and walked to safety, and he was homeless. So that was his American dream. It is so ironic that he left Ireland because of what had happened, which was people taking away his land, his house. He stood there as long as he could, and he held on to that. Why? It was his dream, and he was raising children. So I don't know how he felt that day when he watched that water come over his boots. But home ownership is the keystone of this country. Something's not right when you can see the banks from Europe are the largest purchasers of homes in the state, purchasing homes in every county. So we're watching our borders in the south of us here or the west of us. We better be watching the people coming over with the checks for $5.5 billion, $7 billion, $11 billion. And we better find out how they're getting in the country and what they're doing and how we're going to deal with that when it's time to pay the piper.
Call Kelly Financial Services, 888-800-1881.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Whether you're in your 60s, 70s, or 80s, financial advice is important when it comes to preserving your nest egg. We have a free investor guide called Designing Your Fiscal House to Weather the Elements, which highlights the steps needed to build a balanced portfolio. For the guide, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Senior Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. 888-800-1881.
The news break is coming up, and during the break, take the time to give a call at 888-800-1881 and make that all-important first step to secure your retirement future. Talk things through with a financial advisor about any aspect of retirement or money management, whether it's your portfolio, concerns about health care, or if you're tossing around the idea of relocating or maybe helping out with your grandchildren's college. You see, a financial advisor isn't only about the stock market. That's only a portion of the job description. And in the end, you'll be amazed at how very small adjustments over time can have enormous results when it's time to retire. In fact, these adjustments can be the difference of when you can retire, or in some cases, whether you can retire at all. So call us at 888-800-1881 or visit us at kellyfinancial.org and raise a toast to your financial future. 888-800-1881, Kelly Financial Services with offices in Braintree and Burlington. All right, see you next week.
All opinions expressed by the host, his guests, or employees of Kelly Financial Services are solely their own and do not reflect the opinions of Kelly Financial Services. Information has been obtained from sources deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. The information provided is general in nature and is not intended to be specific investment, tax, or legal advice. It is always advisable to consult a professional before making a financial decision. The host is a client of Kelly Financial Services. In exchange for hosting the Safe Money Strategies show and providing testimonials of his personal experience as a client of Kelly Financial Services, Kelly has waived the host's advisory fee in full. Because of this arrangement where the host receives compensation in the form of a fee waiver, the host has an incentive to recommend Kelly Financial Services, resulting in a material conflict of interest. Radio.